Colds and coughs are very common this time of year. When your child gets a wheezy cough, it can be really worrying, and even more so if they have additional health needs. Today, I want to tell you about a virus called RSV, also known as respiratory syncytial virus. This is the most common cause of colds, coughs, and breathing problems in very young children. RSV is common and it spreads easily from person to person, and there's a lot of it about at the moment. Most children will get the virus before they are two. Some babies who catch RSV will go on to develop bronchiolitis, which causes breathing problems. Bronchiolitis is common in children under two. It can narrow the airways in their lungs and it can make it hard for them to breathe. So it's really important you can spot the signs of bronchiolitis so you know when to contact the doctor or call for emergency help. Most cases are mild and generally clear up in 2 to 3 weeks, but the symptoms can be worrying. Some babies and toddlers are more likely to get very poorly with bronchiolitis. For example, those that are under 2 months old or born prematurely or have heart or lung problems or have a weak immune system or because they have a condition that affects their nerves and muscles like muscular dystrophy. So what are the signs of bronchiolitis? Early symptoms are a bit like a normal cold with a runny nose and a cough, but after a couple of days, the symptoms will get worse and your child might get a high temperature or fever. They might develop a dry cough that doesn't stop or have problems eating, and they may be wheezy, which is fast and noisy breathing. Most of the time, you can look after your child at home until their symptoms go away and you can take steps to make them more comfortable. Check on your child regularly, including during the night. Avoid sending them to nursery or childminder until their symptoms have gone. Always avoid smoking in the house or anywhere near your child. If you keep your child upright, it may make it easier for them to breathe and feed. And you can give babies smaller breast or bottle feeds more often. And you can supplement feeds with water to prevent dehydration. You can use paracetamol or ibuprofen to reduce fever, but always follow the instructions in the packet. And you can use salt water nose drops before a feed. You can get these from a pharmacy. And if your child is over 12 months, you can offer them a bit of honey to soothe their cough. If you're worried about your baby or toddler at any time, talk to your GP or call NHS 111. But you must definitely call an ambulance or 999 if your child has severe difficulties breathing or is exhausted from trying to breathe. If you can see the muscles under their ribs sucking in with each breath, or if they're grunting, which is a sound that they make when they're breathing out with the effort of trying to breathe. Also call an ambulance if there are long pauses in their breathing or if their tongue or lips turn blue or pale or white. You can find out more about RSV and bronchiolitis on our webpage at contact.org.uk/RSV.